Antoine says it's not weird to him.
No, I think everybody should do it.
Sometimes we do things and they work for us. And especially it's in the privacy of your own home.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the privacy of your own you. In particular, it's when you're getting ready in the morning, your bathroom routine. Some people just, you have a little weird something or other. So what is it that you claim is not weird, Antoine?
All right, so anytime I go to the restroom, whether it's to do a number one or a number two.
Uh-huh, fair enough.
Or a
three, which is just...
Oof, that's chaos.
Once a year, and boy, it takes
a
while.
But when it happens, it's a doozy. No, anytime I go to use the restroom, I have to check behind the shower curtain. And if I'm using a bathroom that doesn't have a shower curtain, so like our communal bathroom where there's multiple stalls, I check to see if there's anybody else in the bathroom.
You check the stalls. So even if you don't see feet on the floor, you go in to make sure someone isn't crouched up in there, ready to pounce?
I don't know what they're doing in there.
I go in there and cry. That's what I do.
But I look under. I look under. So like in community bathrooms, I look under to see if I see feet. And if not, then I walk past and I hit the door to see if the door opens. And if I'm in a personal bathroom, whether it's my house or somebody else's house, I pull the shower curtain back.
You know, a lot of times this comes from, you know, experiences of your childhood, like when you were growing up. So were you murdered by a horror movie villain?
No, I wasn't, but I don't want to be. I am keeping that. That's why I have it, Zach, because I'm checking behind the shower curtain. And we all know that when you pull the shower curtain back, they disappear.
Oh, okay, good. So they would be there, but since you pull it back,
check.
Then they disappear.
It's like the monsters, right. If you don't look under your bed.
Fair enough.
Duh.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that.
Thank you, Monica. I don't know if I feel good now.
It's because Monica's hiding behind your shower curtain.
You know what? Because when I go to public restrooms, I refuse to use the middle stall. I like to use an end stall.
An end stall?
I don't know.
What's you don't want to be surrounded.
Yes. Oh.
Is that your justification that you don't want to be the middle of this gross public bathroom sandwich?
I don't know why. I watch too many movies, I guess, but I figure someone walks in there, you know, that middle stall. You don't want that one. You want to go for the end stall so you can see exactly what's going on.
Fair enough.
But
no,
anyway, also I think something that is not it's not weird to me, but I think a lot of people probably do. So when I'm preparing to get ready to go out, I like to have someone to talk to while I'm getting ready. So I'm in the bathroom, in the shower. I have my phone on speakerphone. Usually I'm talking to a friend.
While you're getting ready.
While I'm getting ready.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to handle that. Don't call me.
While you're in the shower.
Now I'm going to wonder when Monica calls me sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
got to ask now. Yeah. What are you doing right now? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Married at First Sight is the reality show. But this chick, before she uses the toilet, likes to warm it with a hairdryer, the seat.
That's nasty.
Ah! I don't like a warm toilet seat. And it's funny because you don't really love a cold toilet seat.
No, you don't.
No, but it's just, I'd rather my own heat be the heat that heats the seat in the first place.
But
does it make a difference whose butt?
Yeah, of course.
Whose butt warmed you're taking?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So maybe it's not a terrible thing if you're warming it with the hairdryer, because now you know that it's warm because of the hairdryer, not because...
Synthetic warmth.
Yes.
As opposed to natural
warmth. I don't hate that. I don't hate it.
Oh, I don't like it at all. If you're going to cook something, you don't want it warm. You want it hot. Like coffee, you don't want warm coffee. You want hot coffee.
All right,
so I'd rather set the toilet seat on fire and then put it out and then sit down.
Then you're going to get third-degree burn on your butt cheeks.
But it was
worth
it. But
it cooled for a half a second.
That's what she's saying. Duh, Antoine. Catch up.
I'm really lost. So I was trying to follow this logic.
Well, what she's saying is instead of walking on hot coals, you just sit on them.
Just sit on them.
That's exactly what it's very therapeutic. Right. That's how it works.